Children's book writer Lemony Snicket and illustrator John Klassen are perfectly matched for their collaboration called The Dark, a picture book about a boy who makes friends with his worst fear, since both are drawn to the dark themselves. Mr. Snicket, a.k.a. Daniel Handler, is best known for his Diabolical Tales for Children, a series of unfortunate events, and Mr. Klassen's work can also surprise with a wicked twist. I'm very pleased to welcome both of them to our show today. Hello.
Thank you. We're very pleased to be here.
John, first of all, congratulations on winning the 2013 Caldecott Medal for This Is Not My Hat.
Thank you very much.
You wrote and illustrated it?
Yeah.
And then you also illustrated one of the runners-up, Extra Yarn?
Yeah. So, it was a good year.
Yeah.
What determines whether you write and illustrate or just illustrate?
Time, I guess, and availability of ideas. Usually they don't come as quick as you'd like, so you kind of have to... It's not that it's filler. You know, this book was filler, but it's not always filler.
Filler meaning what? Filler is not necessarily a nice word.
No, I was kidding.
No.
Am I calling you Lemony or Daniel?
Nothing else but to insult me all day long. You may call me Daniel Handler. Always a pleasure.
How did the two of you meet?
We met through his work. We met because I saw a drawing he did, and I was very entranced with it, and I said, I believe I could do a picture book inspired from this drawing. And Mr. Klassen said, well, I suppose that's okay. And so either he was completely taken advantage of by an unscrupulous author, or I've elevated a complete unknown and talentless illustrator to finally have a proper career.
Well, he is a Caldecott Medal winner, so...
Yes, a Caldecott Medal and Honor winner, yeah. Which I think either indicates a supreme skill or a whole lot of corruption that year among the Caldecott people.
So you were inspired by one of his drawings.
Yes.
To write a book about the dark?
To write a book about a boy who is afraid of the dark and who then hears the dark talking to him in the dark and who takes him on a tour of his house at night.
Now, John, when you're working on a book like this, are you simply the illustrator or does the writer side of you also play a role?
No, this book was, I didn't really have to rewrite anything for this one.
You're too kind.
Yeah.
But you didn't say, Daniel, I think that we should change this line or?
No, it's more, you concern yourself sort of with the visual arc of the thing. So, but if the story arc is there, it helps a lot. But yeah, just organizing the pace of it visually is mainly the job.
Were you afraid of the dark when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you still?
Not as much, but I think that it's still, it's still there, for sure.
What about kids? You have kids?
No kids.
What about you, Daniel?
I have a kid. Yeah. And my kid likes to sleep with several nightlights. And I think I myself, in fact, just visited the restroom here at WNYC and couldn't find the light switch for a moment. And I had a brief moment of appropriate panic where I thought to myself, I seem to be trapped for an advertisement for my new picture book.
Well, we associate the fear mostly with children, but... as you point out, many adults also fear the dark, although it's usually not fear of darkness itself, but fear of possible or imagined dangers concealed by darkness.
Absolutely, yes. That's in fact, that is precisely the argument I made to my parents when I was young. I would say, I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of things in the dark. If the dark were completely empty and had nothing but ordinary objects in it wouldn't be frightening.
And then there's even a phobia called acluophobia, which is fear
I've never heard that word pronounced.
Well, I'm
are you
guessing
or do you know?
I'm guessing. I'm guessing. But one theory is that this is more of a Western problem than a problem for the rest of the world because we tend to put our kids into their own rooms almost immediately. Huh. And so they're alone and they're afraid.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I think that I didn't want my child sleeping with me at a very young age. Yes.
Yeah, so this is a Western thing.
Yeah, I guess if I bequeathed him. Yeah.
So what age is this book meant for?
No ages. It's an unnerving book, I think, for children of all ages. It's a picture book.
But it's younger than some of the other things you've done, isn't it?
Absolutely. Most of the books that have been published under the Snicket name are what's known as middle grade or chapter books. They're for kids who are, for the most part, beginning to read for themselves. Whereas this book is designed that you're an adult reading it to a child, I think.
And you've given your character a Hungarian name, Laszlo.
I've always liked the name Laszlo. Laszlo was a name that was in the running to name my own child. but it fell out of the running. People never know how to spell Laszlo. They can't remember if it's L-A-S-Z-L-O or if it's L-A-Z-S-L-O.
Yeah, I still don't get it right.
Well, you didn't have to worry about it.
No, exactly.
As a book,
as an illustrator, he doesn't have to know a word of English. It's really quite amazing he can even talk to you.
I'm talking just about emails and things.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
As the book gets spookier and spookier, the narrator steps back and provides some explanation, which gives the reader a little breathing room. Do you think otherwise it might have been too scary for a little child?
Well, I think one of the hallmarks of the Snicket style is the occasional philosophical digression, often at a point of suspense. Whether that increases the suspense or decreases it, I guess depends on your point of view. But Mr. Snicket often slips into the philosophical soliloquy.
So do you actually think of yourself in... This is not the same thing as speaking about yourself in third person.
No.
But it's kind of like that. Mr. Snicket?
I guess so. Well, I think of him as a narrator. I've never been comfortable with the fact that people say, and he writes under the pseudonym Lemony Snicket. I always thought Lemony Snicket is a character, and the books are merely published under the name of the character. I don't know how deranged that is, but...
John, the illustrations for this book, how are they done? In gouache? And then you did some digital adjustments?
Yeah, there was a lot of... there's a lot of negative space in it because the dark sort of is just black. It's just the negative shapes around whatever the light isn't hitting, and so... For the spots where the light is hitting, I just did a bunch of samples, but they needed a lot of sort of visual energy in them just to kind of keep the thing alive because black was sort of going to take over the book eventually. It was a lot of gouache kind of initially and then a lot of black after that.
And you have all of these, but then you have these lights that are shining through the book.
Yeah.
Black is easy to contrast, but still, you also had to give the sense of illumination.
Yeah, I think that the rules of light and how shadows work and stuff had to be figured out a little bit. And it's a tricky thing. Light, to sort of make rules for yourself with light, is you could go one of a thousand ways for it. And so it took a little while to find out exactly how shadows and things work in this book, but it's fun.
And when you say digital enhancements, that basically means cheating.
That right? means, yeah, I found all these pages on the internet.
You use Photoshop?
Yeah, I do. I like Photoshop to put this stuff together. More and more I use it as sort of a tool to compile things rather than actually draw in. It just looks better if you start with real paintings or something.
But do you think that N.C. Wyeth would use Photoshop if he were alive today?
I don't know. I hope he wouldn't change a thing.
You said in the past that you were inspired.
It would be likely that Helga would need a little touching up here and there by now.
Well, that's his son.
That's Andrew.
Though. Oh, right.
And N.C. is the guy who did all of the
children's books. No, I know
books.
Who he is. I was only teasing.
You said that in the past that you were inspired by the writer-illustrator P.D. Eastman, but his work doesn't look like yours. Yeah, I remember Go, Dog, Go.
Right. I like him because he was really, he wasn't showing off, but his books really stuck in my head anyway. Like, you would look around to try and see what he was doing, and his stories were actually really, a lot of times, pretty. Go, Dog, Go is a really sort of experimental book. It doesn't really have a story. It just sort of happens, and no one really knows why it works. And I like that focus rather than the focus on how good I can draw something or how fancy the illustration can be.
My guests are illustrator John Klassen and children's book writer Daniel Handler, also known as Lemony Snicket. Their latest book is called The Dark, or their only book so far, right, called The Dark. Daniel, you're well known for the extremely successful books that make up a series of unfortunate events, sold 60 million copies, really?
So they tell me, yeah.
Does that mean you're very rich?
I would have to categorize myself that way, yes.
That series about three children who are dogged by misfortune as they try to solve the mystery of their parents' death. What made you think that these dark stories would delight children as much as they had?
I didn't think they would delight children at all.
Kids do like dark stories.
Well, I do, and when I started writing A Series of Unfortunate Events, I definitely thought to myself that I was writing the book that I would love when I was 10 years old, but when I was 10 years old, I didn't know anyone who loved the same kind of books I did, so I assumed the books would be noble failures, which is why when their sales numbers are always quoted to me, I do get the feeling that it's some kind of elaborate practical joke that's been played on me by my publisher.
But, you know, the fairy tales, Grimm's, for example,
yes.
They're really... a lot of horror stories.
Oh, absolutely.
And yet when modern children's book writers do something similar, suddenly the world is up in arms.
Well, I think often when the more conservative guardians of children's culture have not actually thought about it for very long at all, and when the Snicket books were first coming out, people would always say to me, this is like nothing that's ever been in children's literature. And I thought, terrible things happening to orphans? That's all children's literature is.
Hansel and Gretel, that wasn't so nice.
Right. It's very exhausting to have to wander around the country saying, I'm not original at all. I'm a hack.
We just talked about Hansel and Gretel a little while ago. A friend of mine was saying, I just read it again. I'd forgotten the whole premise with how the parents kicked them out, or at least the mother made the father go out to the woods and like abandon these kids. And that whole premise is forgotten to the other details of the stuff. But this stuff was horrible.
Well, some people would say that you have a dark side as well. In your book called I Want My Hat Back, which you wrote and illustrated, a bear eats a rabbit that crosses him. Did that cause any controversy?
It did a little bit, but I think with the same sort of crowd that Daniel's talking about for the most part. It's implied, and I didn't actually show any sort of thing. And how it goes is that the bear sort of denies having eaten the rabbit for stealing his hat, the same way as the rabbit earlier denied having stolen his hat. And so it's sort of, for the older kids who would actually get that reversal, they're old enough, I think, to get it, but the younger ones don't necessarily know. They kind of imply by the pictures, but we don't really show anything. So,
well, since you're a Canadian, which means that you experience a lot of dark winters, were you the ideal illustrator for this book?
I don't know. There's probably a few people you called before.
Well,
me,
the inspiration for the book came from a piece of art by Mr. Clausen. He had a kind of primitive drawing, if you don't mind my saying so, of a child at the top of the stairs with the dark looming below, and immediately I knew where I could take that. So there was no other illustrator with whom I would have worked on this book. And indeed,
it would have been awkward if he'd gone to another. Well,
and I don't know how I could write a picture book text and then later shop around for an illustrator.
Do you draw at all?
Terribly. I draw very, very terribly.
You've said that you're a secular humanist, that you don't believe that people are rewarded for good deeds, but that being a good person is just the right thing to do.
So is that why you don't have... I'll just say is something that has appeared on Wikipedia and that I have no particular control over.
But you don't
have
morals. I
call myself the usual half-hearted Jew.
Yeah, but you don't have a moral at the end of your stories.
I think there's a moral implied. I think a series of unfortunate events ends up being a message about resilience in the face of adversity, but it is not a moral universe in which people who do good are rewarded and people who do bad are punished. And so that's the kind of moralistic treacle that you see in a lot of bad children's literature and in no good children's literature.
Well, I remember you said on this program in the past that you never really liked Happily Ever After because that means nothing eventful ever happens later.
Yeah.
But would you say that this book ends happily since the boy makes friends with the dark?
Well, you never know when a friendship will go sour. And Laszlo is a young boy,
you
and I'm sure plenty
out.
Of terrible things can happen to him in adulthood.
So, John, where do you see yourself going in the future, more illustrating or writing both?
I can definitely see more illustrating. The writing seems to come when it chooses, and so I have to sort of hope that it will.
And then there are films, aren't there? Didn't you work on the animated movie based on Neil Gaiman's Coraline?
Yeah, I worked in animation for a long time before I got into books. I did some concept art and set design for Coraline and props and things like that. I worked as an illustrator for a long time before books came out.
And Neil Gaiman was kind enough to narrate the audio version of The Dark. So finally, things are square between Neil Gaiman and John Clausen. Neither of them most.
I think he still owes me like $20. But yeah.
Well, you know, I don't think it's appropriate to say.
Danny, you once said that you had a great fear of being kidnapped when you were a child. Is there going to be another book on being kidnapped?
Well, actually, the second volume in the new Snicket series comes out this fall and has to do with a kidnapping and a missing girl. I continue to be afraid of being kidnapped. But people have convinced me that when you hit your 40s, the chances of being kidnapped and them hitting up your parents for money seem pretty slim.
Well, there are certain countries you should not visit if you're really fearing that.
including America, I think.
Well, you're very rich. We're going to kidnap you on your way out.
And
hold you for ransom.
Yeah.
By the
is
way,
that what they call a pledge drive?
Yes.
Wow, they've changed the definition since last I was here.
Daniel Handler, Lemony Snicket, and John Klassen will be giving a reading and signing books tomorrow night at the Powerhouse Arena at 4:45 p.m. That's at 37 Main Street in Dumbo in Brooklyn. The book, The Dark, is published by, who publishes this thing?
Little Brown.
Little Brown. Thank you both so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks
for having us.